Bagan National Fire Service is set to clamp down on premises and stations which do not comply with fire service regulations. Last year, the service suspended the exercise and rather focused on educating the citizenry to fire precautions. However, in just 2 weeks, the country has recorded more than 250 fires, claiming 3 lives and destroying valuable property. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the public relations officer of the service, Prince Bilianaglate, says the service is now satisfied with the level of education and will this year descend on premises which do not comply with fire safety regulations.
Most of these fires actually are also having overage wiring system to be the factors that are contributing to it. If you wire your house for 30, 35 years, you yourself, if you take a critical look on the wiring system on the wall, you see cracks on the insulation. That is why we advise that people shouldn't paint the wires or the switches and the sockets on the wall. They are part of the fire that we have. So we keep advising the public as a whole that just try to have some sanity in terms of these electrical connections and wires.
Within 2 weeks, we have had more than 200 fire outbreaks in the country. That is too much. You have not been implementing the law. What is the problem with law enforcement?
Not that we have not been enforcing the law. It is on record that we were closing down premises, hotels, filling stations before. But we decided that probably the best we should do is to educate the people, let them understand the importance of having these fire safety measures in place. So we suspended the closing down of premises, taking some of them to court, and we were doing it. But we believe that for now we have sufficiently effectively educated the people. So this is the time for us. This year we are going to descend on the people to ensure that this LI 1724 Fire Precaution Premises Regulation of 2003 is, effectively enforced.
Mr. Naglite said the reluctance of some victims of fires to disclose information is a major hindrance to the service's ability to ascertain the cause of fires.
We have our fire inspectors that get to premises to inspect some of these things and to identify fire hazard within premises. What they do is that after the fire safety audit, they write a report and they recommend and state all those fire hazards within the premises and measures, fire safety measures they need to put in place and submit it to the authorities that be within those premises. That is what we do. It does not mean that we are not doing it. We might be doing it, but then it depends on the authorities or the owners of those premises to implement the recommendations that we are doing. It is one thing for the fire service to inspect and recommend, but the other one is to ensure that those people do it. But again, if it comes to the investigation for a premise, let's take a whole house is burnt down and you were not in the house before that place is burnt down, you are coming to investigate. You need to take your time and ensure that you properly investigated the place and come up with what exactly it is. Then the people that live in that premises have a role to play. They need to tell you, what exactly or the information that you need from them. But many a time they are not ready to cooperate when it comes to an interview for you to take information from them. So some of these things also delay.
Mr. Naglate also called for a review of PNDC Law 229, which requires a person who causes bushfires to pay a sum of between 20 and 100 Ghana cedis or do communal labor. He says the law is not deterrent enough.
PNDC Law 229 of 1990, we are saying that that law, fire prevention, bushfire law, PNDC Law 229, actually is not deterrent for now. It is now outmoded. Where the law states that when you set fire to somebody's property, farm or whatever, you are to pay a fine not less than 20 Ghana cedis and not less than 100 Ghana cedis, or a communal labor. I think it is not deterrent enough. We need to ensure that we look at the law as well and make it deterrent.
Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Bilianaglate.